The time is 6:09 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 FM or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to be a part of today's show, call in and be a part of today's show. The phone number is 472-5667. For you people who like to spell, phone number is 472-KOOP. Any opinions expressed in the show are ours and no one else's. Or maybe there are somebody new.
What?
So, hey, we've been gone for...
You've been gone for 2 weeks. I've been gone for 1 week.
Yeah. Who filled in last week? Dennis.
Dennis. Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much to Dennis.
Muchas gracias a Dennis Campa.
I really feel uncomfortable every time you decide to step out.
That's right. But something is new about the Mascot Wedding Show today.
Yeah.
I wonder what it could be. Well, do you know, David?
You're here.
Hup, do you know?
Hup, do you have any idea?
Do you know why the show's new today?
No idea.
He doesn't know either. That's right. We got it.
That's right.
We're stupid.
Put him on the spot. Yeah. Hup's new. Hup is our DJ apprentice.
Brand new.
Yeah. Hup is our not really an intern. But if you want to think of him like an intern, but better.
Technically apprentice.
I like apprentice.
Yes.
Like he can carry buckets of water up the stairs and chop brooms in half.
That's right.
Sound effect for that.
No,
we're not that kind of show.
We're not a morning zoo because they won't let us be.
We would love to have a traffic babe in here.
Holy Lord, we would.
No, we would.
Some guy in a gorilla suit.
David, what did we just hear?
We heard Neil Diamond off the Stones album with I Am I Said. That one goes out to listener Al, who had a birthday on Thursday. And it would surprise you to learn that he is a Neil Diamond fan. So I thought I'd throw a little Neil his way. Happy birthday, Al.
And Al is your...
He's my brother.
That's right.
If you must know.
Do you have that sort of cold relationship? Do you just call him your listener?
I wish he did listen.
Hup, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I got a little sister.
How old? How much younger?
She's 4 years younger than me.
4 years. That must be tough. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah. And again, you know, you peel back only as much as you want. If you want to keep, you know, your age a mystery or your origins a mystery, fine.
Where does your sister live?
She lives here in town.
Okay, so that was a question you didn't have to answer.
That was a trap. I'll be right back.
He's going to go steal your sister's car. Does she have one?
Maybe.
Oh! No! Playing the game.
Hup is learning. Prior to that, we heard, start off the show, we were promised Jetpacks with their song, Quiet Little Voices, off of their album, Something with Walls. God.
Someone's professional in this room. I don't know who it is.
These five walls? These four was something like, look it up. Look, all right, I'm sorry, I can't remember everything. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't have written it down, and maybe you shouldn't have drank so much last night.
Well, I was
talking to you. Oh. I'm talking to someone out there. You know who they are. Don't make me say your name on the air. I don't want to have to shun you like that.
Because you're usually talking about me when you're talking about drinking.
Did you drink last night?
No, I didn't. He said, shocked at his own admission.
You surprised yourself with that. Hup, you much of a drinker?
Tonic water.
Oh, very nice.
I don't know if this is true or not, or if Hup is crafting his radio persona.
I love it. He's like Saw. He's like playing games with us.
Maybe. what was I going to say? But yeah, we got a good show for you. Got some more music later.
That's right.
Dave and I also sat through a little screening of a movie called Transformers 2.
Revenge.
Actually, it's not called that. It's called Transformers. Revenge of the Fallen.
Because it's the next in a series. Which I hope that isn't true.
You know, I read somewhere that like movies with, you know, sequels with subtitles test better than sequels with just numbers.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Which is why you've kind of stopped seeing that. What's the last digit sequel you've seen in theaters?
Friday the 13th. Why did I do that?
Yeah, right, but seriously, like Transporter 3.
Yeah. Crank 2.
Crank 2 was Crank 2 High Voltage, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Spider-Man was Spider-Man 3.
Was Spider-Man 3.
But Batman 2.
Dark Knight.
That was Dark Knight.
X-Men. See? X-Men United or whatever.
Yeah, it was X-2.
The Last Stand.
And then it was just X-Men Last Stand.
Right.
And what was in that movie? No Country for Old Men 2.
Yeah.
Was just Here Comes the Old Man.
Yeah.
Antoine's Revenge.
I thought it was... I'm thinking of something. Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? The sequel to There Will Be Blood.
Oh, which was what again?
Still Bleeding.
Yeah. It wasn't There Will Be Blood 2. They easily could have just said Blood 2.
Exactly.
But no, Still Bleeding. Yeah.
B2 would have been nice.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
But also something that, I don't know, I just kind of wanted to mention this. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that there's a new penny?
Yeah. No, actually. Is there?
Just one?
No, there is like a... Not yet with that. Okay. no, but because you know how like they came out with new dollar bills? Not single dollar bills, but there's like a new 20, mm-hmm. you know, and first they just got a facelift and like the picture was bigger, that kind of thing. Now it's like colored paper. And then they had those state quarters. Do you remember that?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. And then they had a new nickel.
Mm-hmm.
And the nickel, it because if you recall the classic or nickel classic, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
Has a profile of Thomas Jefferson. But then the new nickel has Thomas Jefferson staring directly at you, which kind of freaked me out because it's kind of like the same Thomas Jefferson's on the back of the nickel, like turns his head. Like you were to pick up a nickel and then Thomas Jefferson would slowly turn his head and be like, I see you, or something like that, which I wouldn't like. But the new penny has got, and it's sad that I am even keeping up with this. It's got like, instead of Abe Lincoln's face, do you have one?
Yeah, I happen to have one right there.
There you go. It's, instead of Abe Lincoln's face, it's got Abe Lincoln sitting on a log, presumably that he just chopped down.
Yeah, it's nothing majestic. Here you go.
Reading a book.
Yeah. You know, it's nothing like Thomas Jefferson in profile or Thomas Jefferson looking at you or someone standing, you know, heroically or majestically. Nah, sitting on a log.
And there's also some new dimes for a while. And the sad thing is, it's like, you know that like people in the Treasury Department are like super excited about this.
Oh, yeah.
But no one else cares.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be like that person comes home and here, I'll be the guy from the Treasury Department. You'll be his wife.
Okay.
Hello.
It'll be like, no, it's like, hey, honey, I'm home.
Oh, hi, honey. How's your day?
Oh, kind of a big day. It was pretty good. How about you? How was your day?
Oh, no, mine was okay. It was good.
Did you happen to buy anything today?
Yeah, I went to the store and bought some groceries and some...
Did you notice something?
No.
Did you pay with cash? Did you get any change?
Yeah, I got some change.
Here,
yeah.
Give me some... Let me see right here.
Sure, hold on. Let me go to the dish where I keep my change.
You see that change? See anything different there?
Yeah. Oh.
No, the penny. Look at the penny. You see that?
Yeah, it's new. It's a 2009.
What do you think about that?
Oh, look at that.
Because nobody cares about the new penny.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most the wife will get. That's the most anybody should give you. Like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, really, I'll tell you what. I saw this the other day, and I thought it was like Costa Rican money. I was like, I got to throw this away.
Until you thought
I
realized, Cordobas?
Colones.
Oh, wait, that's Nicaraguan.
Cordoba is...
That's a Nicaraguan currency.
That's Spanish for belt, I think.
Well, that's what it is. They call them cords. But you know, like, in the... at the office of the Treasury, they're like walking in the halls, chest bump, and being like, boom! New penny day!
New penny, son!
New penny day!
Look out!
NPD! Those are hot levels.
Yeah.
But in reality, nobody cares about the penny.
Couldn't care less.
Something else happened. Oh, man. That was... did you want to talk about that?
Which one?
The thing we're talking about in the car?
Yeah, let's touch on it real quick.
I don't know. Hup, do you... big newspaper reader?
Sure.
Really? Then you probably... I don't have to tell you this. Michael Jackson's dead.
Were you aware of that? Yeah. Take a second. Take a moment if you want.
You know, if you want to walk around, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
we have a punching wall outside if you just want to punch something. It's fine.
Charlie of Around the 10 Sounds is currently stabbing it with a switchblade that he always keeps.
Yeah, he does that on Saturdays.
Yeah,
don't mind him.
Yeah, but
You know, it's slowly sinking in.
Well, it's going to take a while, but hopefully for you and for everybody else, you hurry it up with that because I'm at my wit's end.
Yeah, you know what? So turn on the TV and the memorial service is on this week.
Yeah, it was. On every damn channel.
Because I was home from my job at International Tomato.
Yeah.
And that day. And so I turned it on. And it was like Magic Johnson. And my first question was, what the hell is Kobe Bryant doing there?
Being miserable from what I've seen of the footage.
And so I was watching it and I realized I don't care anymore. I completely don't care.
Yeah.
And I turned it off. But then I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I should watch this because maybe this is news. You know, maybe this is something that people will be talking about. Maybe I need to talk about it on the show. I don't know. So I turned it back on, but then I had to turn it back off because it was annoying me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you're a better man than I, because I had every intention of talking about it at length today on the show. But I was at work at International Tomato, and I actually had it on in the break room, but I avoided it. And so in order to do research, I would have had to have watched it. I decided not to. I decided I can't do this anymore. I can't subject myself to things I know are horrible just for your entertainment dollar. I couldn't do it. I could not bring myself to watch it.
And I'm not trying to kick a man while he's down, comma, dead.
Right.
But the praise that was being heaped on this guy,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. It's sort of like, I mean, he definitely deserves a lot of praise for a lot of things, but he was not the musical Jackie Robinson. You know what I mean?
No, he wasn't.
Like, Magic Johnson went up there, and he's like, the reason why people wear my jerseys and Kobe Bryant's jerseys, that wouldn't even been possible if there wasn't Michael Jackson on TV singing and dancing.
Which, that is a long walk to connect those two dots.
That is a very long walk. But even, like, Al Sharpton got up there.
What? Al Sharpton was there?
Yes.
Where cameras are?
That's right.
Stop.
And he was just, I mean, like, you would have thought that Martin Luther King Jr., and then Martin Luther King III, a.k.a. Michael Jackson.
Right, yeah.
Which, I mean, he's not going to fault him for the thing. I mean, you know, I'm not faulting him. It's not his fault. But at the same time, it's just, I don't know.
You know,
I guess I want to sum it up in this and that. And maybe people out there don't agree with this. Maybe you are still, you know, your heart is open and bleeding still. And you don't even want to say the words Michael Jackson without crying. But kind of enough.
Here's,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. Here's where I stand on it. What's done is done.
What's done is done.
Yeah, because there's two camps.
I don't agree with this now.
Well, I think we can agree on one thing.
What is that?
Michael Jackson is dead.
That is true.
Let's build from there.
Yes, okay.
Okay, because there's two camps forming right now. There's Michael Jackson was the greatest person ever in the history of man, and there's Michael Jackson was history's greatest monster. And there's also this thing happening with Steve McNair, who was murdered last Saturday.
Steve McNair, a quarterback
yes.
for the Tennessee Titans.
Former MVP, former Super Bowl participating quarterback.
Super Bowl participant, correct.
Yeah. But the same thing's happened to him. You know, there's the two camps. It's like, one, he was a warrior on the field. He was, you know, very charitable in the community. And there's another, because the details of his murder are coming out. He was murdered by his mistress.
His mistress.
Yes.
Still married, that Steve McNair.
Yeah, still married, had a little thing on the side.
Getting some fly on the side, as
so
the
of
kids
course,
like to say.
That's, they do like to say that. Good mm-hmm. for you. So now, you know, that's coming out. History's greatest monster. So the thing about it is, let's just stop. I don't care. I don't care either way. Because here's the thing. Mac, I don't know if you know this. I'm going to die one of these days. And
well aware of that. Every time I look at you, it's like staring at the grim specter of death.
Yes, everybody has money on it. And there are people out there in this world who love me. There are people out there in this world who hate my guts, who want me dead tomorrow if possible.
Are you sure you're not? I think maybe you're kind of flattering yourself.
No.
You really
no.
think this?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually have written proof.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, that was funny. Anyway. But there are people who like me and there are people who don't like me. And when I die, stuff's going to come out about me. Stuff that will turn your hair white. And there, you know, there's some nice stuff. Trek 4. I know, because I'm professional. Yeah, I mean, just stuff that's going to divide everybody. Enough, okay?
You just want to get it out now?
No, I don't. Oh, no. I've got a box that my friend is going to throw in the river as soon as I die.
Are you asking that people take a little perspective? Is that what you're asking?
I am asking people to just knock it off, because you're never going to find perspective. You're never going to settle on one thing. Like, really, it just seems like an excuse for people to just dust off, like, those old chestnuts, like the Michael Jackson jokes. Like, people could not, as soon as he was dead, it's like, hey, did you hear Kmart's going to have a sale tomorrow? Boys Underwear half off. Like, just people could not wait to get it out. And it's
really? I'm hanging out with different people then.
Oh, no.
Because I've heard nothing but great things about Michael Jackson since he's, and the longer it has been since his passing, the greater the things have become.
Well, you need
to where now he cured polio.
No, it's down the middle for me. And the people I talk to.
I need to hang out with more scum.
That's what I've been telling you.
Hey, we should take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's play track 4.
Yes, track 4.
Which is what?
Dinosaur Jr. Has a new album out. And this is, I forget the name of it, because I'm not professional after all. More Masco Wedding Show right after this. We'll be right back.
Boom, back with the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake.
And I'm David Hatta.
And joining us is our apprentice.
Hoop.
That's right.
I like that. It's like a circus command.
I need to work on a catchphrase up.
Yeah.
Catchphrase for myself.
Yeah. Just whatever. It's like, ring, ding, dangle, it's Hup.
Yeah, like, guess who's Hup in your business?
Oh.
Hup.
Or you could just not. It's really up to you.
Yeah, you think it's up to you.
A ring, dang, do.
Hey, right.
You know what? That's a project for next week.
Yeah, you got the...
By the way, that's super racist. So, David and I, you know, here's the thing. We're rock DJs, right?
That's true.
We can't divorce ourselves from mainstream culture.
No, we're in the business of it.
We're of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the people have spoken 2 weeks in a row. What has the number one movie in America been?
Transformers.
The Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah.
So David and I, knowing full well this movie would be awful.
I knew I was going to hate it. I knew going in.
I knew people that walked out of it. Mm-hmm. I've read nothing but bad reviews. I haven't heard one good thing, actually. In fact, the only thing this movie has going for it, according to every magazine cover, is that Megan Fox is attractive.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that's enough of a reason to see a 2.5-hour movie.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not.
It isn't.
As I learned.
So we went to go see this movie,
mm-hmm.
and we went to go see it at the Draft House.
Of course,
I will, in full disclosure. And they had a pre-show in front of it, and it was clips of the old cartoon show.
Right.
And that it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't.
I was kind of laughing at it, because it was funny. Like, they're like, hey, Starscream is like, that's the name of a robot. He was telling another one, I don't know, Rumble?
Who cares?
Just he was like, Rumblebot, stack those Integon cubes. And the guy's like, hey, I want to do that. I don't want to do this geek work. And so the robot goes, geek works for geeks. And then like kicks him down a tube. So you're like, that is your source material.
Yeah.
And that, you know what that's what you're building off of. It's toys.
Yeah.
So this is a movie based on toys. So it's nice that people had fond memories of this. But this isn't exactly,
It's not like from the Pulitzer Prize winning novel, Transformers. No, it's like, hey, from a cartoon and toys and probably a cereal.
Yeah, it's not even Watchmen, let's say that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, when the movie rolls, it says, of course, based on the line of action figures.
Yeah, it was Hasbro produced by Hasbro.
Yes.
The movie.
So, right from the start, you're not building from a lot.
Right.
And then take us through the movie, Dave.
Oh, jeepers. Well, that's part of the problem. Okay, as best as I could tell, Sam, Shia LaBeouf, the enjoyable young scamp from Transformers 1, whatever. He annoyed the crap out of me.
Yes, but, playing Sam Witwicky.
Yes. He went off to college thinking that his life, his previous life as some sort of robot fighter was behind him. But the robots have a new battle to fight involving something that's powerful, and they enlist his help, and he helps, and they fight, and that's all I got.
Yeah, you know what? I could not follow the plot to save my life, to be honest with you. And it's so funny, too, because they're backing up this movie. Golly, it is the most movie I've ever seen, and that's not a compliment.
No, it's in your face the entire time.
It's like Michael Bay sat down and wrote out a formula for his own movies, and then he was like, I'm going to do this to every scene.
Yeah.
Like every scene has been punched up.
Yeah. There's no quiet moments. There's no just like catching your breath, which that might be okay for some people, but like, all right, it would be okay for me. The Dark Knight was relentless. That thing, I was exhausted. I took a nap after The Dark Knight.
You know, it's funny because there was a thread somewhere that was comparing the two.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it seems like a joke. That's being like, to steal a phrase from John Mulaney, I like lobster and I also like Skittles.
Right.
But, they're both the biggest movie of the summer. Yeah. They're both about 2.5 hours. They're both sequels.
Yeah.
And they're both also relentless. But whereas Dark Knight has like rhythm, it's got like the movie has got like momentum.
It's got pacing. It's got it's got a plot and characters.
This thing is, it's big and it's loud from the word go.
Uh-huh.
And it never stops to settle down.
Yeah.
And then when it wants to, and like there's all, everything's punched up. And so you have to be either like watching something explode or laughing at a cheap joke every second.
Oh, jeez.
Everybody's so funny in this movie. Everybody's got a quip. Even the robots. The robots are the funniest people on Earth.
And, you know, like, God, and we're not even, I don't know.
I'm getting mad at this movie again. Okay, here's the thing. Like, by the time the movie was over, because I knew going in, like, it's the Air Force One principle, which we talked about. If you're not on board with what the movie is, don't go to the movie. If you can't believe that the president is going to fight terrorists on his plane, don't go see Air Force One.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just not on board with, like...
So that is something you have to buy.
Exactly.
You have to suspend your disbelief, but you have to make that buy. You have to buy into the story of a president kicking terrorists off his plane. If you don't do that, you're in the wrong theater.
But Transformers Revenge of the Fallen felt like the the movie of a million buys, as you said when we left. Because, okay, you have to buy the basic premise. You have to buy that robots are on this planet fighting each other for control of the Earth or something. They want to kill the sun.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Buy that. But furthermore, you've got to buy the traits of these robots. You've got to buy that these robots feel pain. Like, if a robot steps on a mousetrap, it's going to say, ow. You've got to buy that these robots have personalities. You've got to buy that these robots are robots, but still fist fight. Like, there's a lot of things to buy.
And then, not to mention, like, oh, God, the human characters.
Mm-hmm.
Just this screwball comedy that just is relentless.
Yeah.
It does not stop. And you have to buy this. You got to buy that. Like, you got to believe that now the robots are dressed like humans, but there are only have one of them.
And oh, seriously. Here's the thing. Okay. So look, I hope I'm not ruining it for anybody, but there's a robot that is disguised as a human.
A pretty lady, nonetheless.
A fetching mamacita. Very, you know, the height of technology. Here's the thing about it, though. Compared to the other Transformers, she is the most robotic of them all. She's very wooden and stiff and very like, hello, Sam, would you like to have the sex? And like meanwhile, the Transformers are yucking it up, like, you know, playing grab ass and making jokes and stuff. I wasn't on board. I just wasn't. So that's on me. I understand that. So it's unfair for me to criticize, but this was the most boring movie I've ever seen in my life. Like,
you know what? It wasn't quite the most boring movie because I did at one point look around the theater to see mm-hmm. what was on the walls.
Mm-hmm. That's the test.
But that was only for about 30 seconds.
No, I did it.
Cook, you know what, though? I stopped trying, though, to be honest with you.
I was mad at the movie. Like, I was mad for taking up my time. And I admit fault on this one. I paid to see it.
We knew going in what it was.
Yeah.
Scorpion stung us after we carried it across the lake.
But exactly. We knew what it was. But I couldn't even enjoy it on, like, I hate this level. I just hated it so much. And I was mad. I was upset. I was like fidgeting in my chair, like grabbing the hand, like the seat handle or whatever. What do you call that thing? The handrest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was grabbing the armrest. God.
The movie is just, it's almost art in that it is like, it's completely like without irony, just mm-hmm. a complete, like, it's almost like satire of itself. And I knew it was going to be bad. And occasionally I'll go see a movie I know is going to be bad.
Yeah.
Because I think it'll be funny. We just did that. What was that movie?
Crank 2.
No, there's something else that we like saw in theaters because we knew it was going to be dreadful.
Oh, jeepers. What was it? I forget.
Maybe it was Transformers. I actually got nervous, though, going into it because I was worried about how bad it was going to be. But there is a scene where an old robot that they rescue from the Air and Space Museum.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Which apparently is right in front of a vacant field, but... You can look that stuff up on the internet.
That's for geography to figure out.
Yeah, stupid thing. But anyway, and this robot's old, so he's got a cane and a beard.
Because yeah.
Because robots need canes and beards.
Which, okay. Beard. Do you,
yeah, robo beard.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, because he needed shave. Robo shave.
And it's not a straight woman that he marries to fool his family and coworkers. This is hair growth.
This is hair growth.
Yeah, and... but he's explaining the convoluted plot of like why they need to get something a certain way or what the... Transformers were originally doing back on Earth way back in the day. And the human characters, Shia LaBeouf, Megan Fox, John Turturro, and some other guy. Not Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez, although Boris bears a striking resemblance.
Of course he does.
They were like, hey, could you hurry up with the story, Gramps?
Yeah.
Like, hey, hurry up. Could you get to the point, get to the plot? I wonder if it's like Michael Bay is like, all right, so now he's got to give some exposition. The audience is probably going to be bored by it. So we'll have the people, like, you know, on stage, sort of like, or not on stage, in the movie, on screen, sort of saying what everyone at home is thinking, which is, this is boring.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just, he couldn't even let It was perfect for two reasons. He couldn't even like let a character talk without...
He was allergic to story.
Yeah, he was allergic to story to where he had to have characters like being like, this story's dumb.
But are also, you guys going to blow something up soon?
He never thought that like, hey, you know why the characters think the story's dumb? Because the story's dumb.
It's dumb.
Because it's real dumb.
Which, by the way, let me ask you something real quick. Do you remember how old that old robot's supposed to be?
Real old.
Thousands of years?
Yes.
Why was he disguised as a World War II plane?
Because that was the last thing he was disguised as before he just shut it down?
I don't know.
Before he like went to retirement as a plane?
I don't know. But yeah, that's nitpicking. And I did. There's plenty of
Is
room to do
Is that how it
that.
Works with Transformers?
Who like, gives a crap?
Don't make that face. You might get stuck with it.
You're talking to me?
So don't transform that plane.
Yeah.
You might get stuck being that plane.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why they didn't desire to tell us that.
Yeah.
But if you want to go see a movie, you know what? It's... Dave, would you recommend it as something to witness? Because there have been movies, like we saw The Happening.
Yeah.
Which was awful.
Yeah.
It was so bad that it was great.
It was alternately the best and worst movie of last year.
Like, I did not remember laughing harder at a movie.
Seriously.
Than when we went to go see that.
That did win some Worst Dev Awards.
It won some Razzies, I believe.
Yeah. Well-deserved, because it was horrible.
It worked hard. Jeez, would I even... No, I was so in the flesh when I left. I just could not imagine. Like, if you like it, God bless you. Enjoy it. But I'm not going to tell you to go see it.
There's one part where a character was having an emotional moment with another character.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't stop laughing because it was so forced. And I was like, there's no way that you've put any work into building up these characters to have an emotional payoff.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was looking at. And actually, literally half the movie, I didn't know what I was looking at. Maybe I'm just getting old. But like when the robots were fighting, I didn't know what robots was with.
All look alike.
Like, because there's one point when a major character, like one of the main characters, a prime character, some might say, gets murdered. I didn't know. Like, I had to wait for the reaction shots of the humans to be like, I can't believe he's dead. And be like, oh, that's what happened.
Because that's what kills robots.
Yeah.
Stabbing them in the robot hearts?
I guess. You could have poured water on that robot, and I would have believed it more than stabbing.
You know, I started writing notes at the beginning of the movie, but then I just threw them away because it was way too much.
I wrote four things, and one of them was, I want to see small soldiers.
But one of the things I wrote down was, he did a cutscene away from the action to establish something.
Yes.
That's sometimes what directors do.
Yeah.
But he cut to dogs humping.
Yeah.
So basically it was like robots fighting, pew, 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 and then like the dogs humping and then back to the robots. And why would he want to establish that the dogs were humping? So later on, when the robots like blow up that dog's little doghouse, mm-hmm. we wanted to already establish that the dogs were humping.
Yeah, we didn't want people to wonder, hey, how'd those dogs get there?
Yeah.
And when did they start humping? No, we knew going in.
And then also robots hump as well in this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So
I hate this one so much. Yeah.
It's something.
I'm like mad again.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
More Mascot Wedding Show after what are we going to hear?
Are we playing mine?
Yes.
Crap, I forgot.
I think it was track 11
would be Silkworm Quicksand. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
And we are back with the Mascot Wedding Show here on KOOP. Horns B. Austin, and we got us a phone call. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, KOOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, great show so far.
Huh, thanks, man, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. You guys do good work.
Oh, well, thanks, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, listen, I was wondering if you could do me a favor and play a song for me?
You know, we really don't take requests because we kind of just have the music we bring in, but maybe we can play a song for you like next week or something.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, what's your name, caller?
My name's Stefan Miller.
And where are you calling from? Stefan? Is that Stefan?
Stefan, yeah.
Yeah, where,
Miller.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Stefan?
Right now I'm in Sunken Valley, but... I'm originally from Santa Barbara, California. I'm in town for a few days, so I'm actually hearing your show for the first time.
Oh, wow, that's great. You know, well, welcome aboard, Stefan. So what did you want to hear?
Could I hear Beat It 2008?
You mean Beat It?
No. Beat It 2008. It's the version that was on the 25th anniversary of Thriller that came out last year.
Oh, so you mean like the 2008 version of Beat It, the Michael Jackson song?
That's right. Yeah. It's a remix. It's the version with Fergie on it.
Oh boy. You know what? I think everyone is kind of playing Michael Jackson songs right now, you know, the other radio station. So I think we're going to try and go in a different direction.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think we're going to play it. But, you know, sorry about that. But, I wish I could help you out. But, I mean, I think another radio station probably help you out there.
No. It's no problem, really. I just really like that song.
No, sure. Sure you do.
Yeah. Especially that version, you know? I mean, it just shows you how influential he was, you know, getting royalty to sing on one of his songs.
Wait a second. What do you mean by royalty?
Oh, you know Fergie.
Yeah, but you mean Fergie is in
the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson. Yeah.
So she sang on Beat It 2008?
Sure, I guess. I mean, you know, how many Fergies are there?
Well, I mean, you may be right, but because I haven't heard the song, you know, but I just assume you're talking about Fergie the singer from the Black Eyed Peas.
From the restaurant?
No, from the group, the Black Eyed Peas. They're the ones that sing that, well, you know, I don't actually know what they sing, but they have that song about lady humps. Okay. You know, I don't know, but they're a really popular group.
Okay, I don't know that. And there's a Fergie in this group?
Right, not the Fergie, not the Duchess of York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But another person. Like, again, I haven't heard the song you're talking about, so you might be right, but I doubt it.
No, you know, you're probably right. You know, it's just... I'm not that up to date when it comes to what's popular right now.
Well, sure, that's not a crime.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, I forget sometimes that working for him is a 24/7 job, so I don't really get much time to myself, you know, outside of work.
Sure, and so who do you work for, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm sorry?
Well, you said you working for him is a 24/7 job. Who are you talking about?
I work for Michael Jackson.
Wait a second. Hold on a second here. You worked for the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's right.
That's incredible. You worked for the Michael. How long did you work for Michael Jackson?
Well, actually, in a way, I'm still kind of working for him.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, here's the thing. Before he passed, he sent me on an errand, but he passed away before he could send me a plane ticket home. So now I'm stuck in Sunken Valley until the matter of his estate gets sorted out.
Wow, so he sent you to Sunken Valley to run an errand for him?
Yeah.
Wow, what kind of errand?
He sent me to pick up some barbecue for him.
Some barbecue?
Yeah. Do you know that place called Cookies?
Yeah, Cookies Barbecue, way out in Flat Valley.
That's right, yeah. He wanted some barbecue from there.
How does Michael Jackson even know about Cookies Barbecue?
Oh my God, he loves barbecue. That's the thing about it. He could tell you the best places to get anything in every state.
That is crazy. You know, I never pictured Michael Jackson to be a big barbecue guy.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes that's all he eats. Yeah. He sent me the cookies because he says their creamed corn is the best ever.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, no, that is so weird that he knows that. Their creamed corn is really awesome.
Yeah. He says their creamed corn is literally orgasmic.
All right, yuck. That's...
You know what literally means?
Yeah, I do know what literally means.
Yeah, he says that whenever he eats the cream corn, he literally gets it.
Okay, I don't care to know that. If you could just please stop.
Okay, that's also why he sent me to pick up some prostitutes.
Okay, I'm going to pretend you didn't even say that.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's, you know, we're a station here. Let's move on. So I understand this. Okay, so he sent you to do this errand. I assume you're done?
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
So why are you still in Sunken Valley if you finished?
Well, it's kind of... Because it was Michael's policy that whenever he sent someone out on an errand, he would only send them a one-way ticket, and he would send them a one-way ticket to get back home when he knew the errand was completed.
Well, a bit of a taskmaster, I gotta say that. So you have no way of getting back home?
Not at the moment, no.
Is there anyone you could call, maybe?
No, I've called his other errand people, but they're all on other errands, so they're all stuck too.
Wait, so how many other people are there?
What, running errands?
Yeah.
48.
Wow, so 48 people are stuck in various cities throughout the country right now?
Oh, throughout the world.
Wow.
Yeah. One of my friends, Brendan, he's stuck in the Middle East.
Wow. Geez, is he okay?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He just had to go pick up this this copy of Knocked Up.
Well, hold on, wait a second. So Michael Jackson sent this errand boy.
Brendan, yeah.
Okay, he sent Brendan to the Middle East to pick up a copy of Knocked Up?
That's right, yeah.
Why didn't he just send him to Best Buy? Why did he have to go halfway around the world to get a movie?
I don't know. Apparently, it's a different version of the movie that was shot by this very powerful man over there.
Huh.
Yeah, apparently this guy has a lot of money, so he just makes movies.
Let me ask you something about these movies. Does this guy use, when he makes the movies, does he use different actors from the ones that were in the original version?
Yeah, how'd you know that?
Yeah, because I think I've heard of this guy. I heard about him last year, around this time, actually.
Oh, that's a small world.
So who's in this version of Knocked Up?
I think Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley from Cheers is in this movie.
Yeah.
And who plays the Seth Rogen character?
Oh, she does.
Okay. Kirstie Alley is playing the male lead in this version of Knocked Up?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Well, so who plays the female lead, the Katherine Hagel character?
Trishelle from The Real World Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, Michael's so hot for her. She gets him really orgasmic.
Okay, no, let's stop that.
I'm sorry.
All right, so hold on a second here. So Kirstie Alley and Trishelle from the Las Vegas Real World, they're co-starring in the Middle East version of Knocked Up?
Yes, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of want to see this movie.
Well, maybe I'll get Brendan to pick you up a copy while he's over there.
Well, that would be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, sure. I'll give him a call.
So, Stefan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And by the way, maybe if you don't mind, I should probably say we're talking with Stefan Miller, one of Michael Jackson's former employees. I'm going to go ahead and say this is an exclusive. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
On the Mascot Wedding Show. So, Stefan, with all these people stuck around the world running errands for Michael Jackson, how are they going to get home? Like, aren't you just a little concerned?
You know what? I'm not too worried about it. This sort of thing actually happens quite a bit.
You'll get stuck in cities for days at a time. That happens a lot.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes months, yeah. Sometimes Michael just changes mind and not want the thing he sent you out for. And then sometimes he just plain forgets.
How would he just forget you?
One time I was stuck in Fayetteville, Arkansas for 3 months.
And what were you doing in Fayetteville, Arkansas?
I was getting him some guns.
Some guns?
Yeah. He needed a new shotgun after his Mossberg 930 ended up on the roof. So he sent me to Arkansas to meet his gun guy.
How does a shotgun end up on the roof?
I don't know. Yeah. Weird things tended to happen whenever Michael was high.
Okay, I don't even want to entertain that because we might get into some trouble.
No, it wasn't anything illegal. It was just mushrooms.
Well, mushrooms are very illegal.
Are they still? You said that they weren't.
All right, well, I'm not even going to talk about that. Anyway, you were stuck in Arkansas for 3 months. How did you get home then?
Well, Michael came home after being on the road, and he noticed I was gone, so that's when he sent for me.
Oh, okay, so you're saying that Michael came home after being on the road, and he noticed, he came back after you were on tour?
Oh, no, he wasn't on tour, he was just on vacation.
What? He was on vacation for 3 months?
Yeah. He would follow around the Family Values Tour.
Hold on, the Family Values Tour? That was a tour with Korn and Limp Bizkit and Linkin Park.
Yeah. Actually, I think this was back in '99, so Linkin Park didn't play that year.
Oh, my apologies.
Yeah, it might have been Primus.
Anyway, so Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, spent 3 months on the road following the Family Values Tour.
Oh yeah. This was during his nu metal phase.
Wow.
He was really into all of that.
Yeah, I never would have guessed. That's interesting.
Yeah. He even did a cover of Smooth Criminal with Rammstein. It was supposed to be on the Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you right there.
Why?
Because you've just blown my mind. In the past 5 minutes, you just said so many things the last 5 minutes, my head is starting to hurt. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, let's recap for a second.
Okay.
Michael Jackson, who everyone knows, was this quiet, soft-spoken guy. According to you, he was into nu metal, guns, Trishelle from the Real World, and barbecue.
And prostitutes.
Well, I asked you not to talk about that anymore.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of, I kind of have a bit of a problem right now.
Well, if it's about the thing I told you not to talk about, then I don't really care to mention that.
Yeah, but the problem is I already ordered those things I'm not supposed to talk about, and I don't need them anymore.
Well, I don't care about that.
I know, but I don't know if I'm still supposed to pay them. I mean, I only talked to their handler once, so I don't know what I'm obligated to do now.
Look, Stefan, it's been really nice talking to you, and I'm sorry for your loss. The employer, that must have been tough, and I wish you the best of luck getting home, but, you know, what you're talking about now is not something I can help you with.
Okay, sure, I understand. I'm sure I'll figure something out before they get here. Hey, what time is it?
It's almost 7.
No, what time is it here locally?
7, you're in the central time zone now.
Oh, boy. Oh, I did not want to hear that.
Why, what happens at 7?
Hang on, I think that's them.
All right, you know what, Stefan, I'm going to let you go, because we got to
here. No, don't hang up yet. I'm just going to see who it is.
Well, Stefan, I got to hang up. We're running against it.
I just want to see who's at the door. Wait a second. Hey, I know you.
Stefan? Oh, so that was Michael Jackson's errand boy, one of many. That was pretty cool. Kind of I haven't even heard about that.
Wow.
That surprising all of us there. Well, folks, we're running up against time. The Clear Spot is up next, so stay tuned for them. For more information about us, including podcasts, the past shows, and fun stuff, you may visit mascotwedding.com. We're going to go out here with some Spoon, their new single called Got Nuffin.
Thanks for having me.
Hup, everyone. It's a fantastic debut.
Yeah.
That applause was for you, Hup. Bask in it. And, yeah, it says stay tuned for Clear Spot.